Dateline Washington, Monday, October 6th, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, a really bad day for the Dow. At one point, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 800 points in Monday's trading. It closes down less than 400, but still below the important psychological 10,000-point barrier. Also in this edition, the negative campaigning gets more and more bitter. Both Barack Obama and John McCain taking out the gloves against one another, bringing up sordid stories from each other's past in an effort to win those critical undecided votes as we now stand just more than 4 weeks away from Election Day 2008. Plus, how it's looking on the congressional side of things. Democrats, of course, hold the majority in both the House and Senate. We'll look at how Republicans are trying to at least make a dent, if not take away the Democratic majority in the House of Representatives. We'll also take a look at a new poll from Suffolk University showing Barack Obama with a 12-point lead in the battleground state of Virginia. And we'll visit with Gary Marks of the Judicial Confirmation Network as that group tries to point out the very different judicial philosophies and very different types of Supreme Court justices the two presidential candidates would nominate. All that plus Monday in Congress and in business follows the day's top stories. And as we mentioned just a moment ago, the stock market cut steep losses in half during the final hour of trading. At one point, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 800 points in Monday's trading. In the end, the Dow finished 370 points lower at 99.55, that, of course, below the 10,000-point barrier. The S&P 500 dropped 42 points today to close at 10.57, the Nasdaq losing 84 points to finish at 18.63, both of those indexes making significant rallies at the end of the day as well. Oil prices on Monday sliding $4.80 to finish at $89.08 per barrel. Obviously, lawmakers on Capitol Hill, as well as President Bush, concerned with the continuing downward trend of the Dow. President Bush says the massive government bailout package that he signed at the end of last week, totaling more than $700 billion, will get the job done, but it will take time.
I believe that that this plan will work over time.
And the president also tried to calm the economic jitters that everyone was seeing as the Dow was plummeting.
I believe in the long run, this economy is going to be just fine. It's a resilient economy. It's a productive economy with good workers.
Congress, fresh off passing that $700 billion bailout package, now looking at what went wrong on Wall Street, the failure of Lehman Brothers and the government bailout of insurance giant AIG being probed in congressional hearings. Lehman Brothers, a giant investment bank, fell victim to the subprime mortgage crisis and filed for bankruptcy just a few weeks ago, the largest bankruptcy filing in American history. Lehman CEO Richard Fuld called it a tragedy and took full responsibility for the decisions made and the actions taken. But Committee Chairman Henry Waxman, a California Democrat who oversees the House Government Reform Panel, cited lax oversight and reckless investments on Wall Street. Republicans, though, complaining today that the Oversight Committee is not investigating the government bailouts of government-sponsored mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Republicans have accused Democrats of complicity in the excesses and failures of both Fannie and Freddie. Meanwhile, on the presidential campaign trail, Vice Presidential hopeful Sarah Palin continued her verbal assault on Democrat Barack Obama on Monday, questioning his relationship with 60s-era radical William Ayers. At a rally in Florida, Governor Palin called Ayers a former domestic terrorist and said Illinois Senator Barack Obama has been less than truthful about his association with Ayers. Barack Obama shooting back and targeting John McCain's involvement with the savings and loan scandal back in the late 80s, early 90s, specifically his involvement in the Keating Five scandal some two decades ago. Also, some of his key advisors saying that Barack Obama hardly knows Bill Ayers, the admitted and unrepentant terrorist from the late 1960s. On the Sunday morning chat shows, Democrats went after John McCain for what they call politics in the gutter, while Republicans said that the Bill Ayers relationship was a legitimate topic of conversation in this campaign and that the relationship is much closer than Obama would like to admit. More news later. For now, that's a look at the day's top stories.